sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
And I'm Jay Flo, baby, as it says on my Riverside account.
And welcome to the show.
Shout out to Riverside. Go ahead and give us free stuff.
Right. Not the city, but the actual.
No, I don't want anything Riverside, California has offer.
No.
Or Riverside, Austin, for that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. I already signed up a river, but. We're talking about Riverside, the wonderful host of the Skeleton Boys.
Riverside.fm studio.
Please sponsor us. And welcome to the show. This week we are reviewing Grafted. As always, Sean will give us the plot in 5 words to give our first thoughts, and then we're going to do spoiler analysis. But first, we go back to TV Corner. We are reviewing Hysteria, Season 1, Episode 5, titled Mother, or Mother.
Mother. Tell your children not to be horny or something, right?
Yeah, this was a different type of episode for the series so far because we kind of pause all of the main storyline pieces, right? Where one of the killers is last episode.
The guy that's not the guy from Severance, as people had speculated on the internet.
Yeah, he shows up on Faith's door and tells him, like, oh, I have a lot to tell you. So it's a nice cliffhanger for the next episode. But this was, I thought, an excellent episode to pause everything and focus on Tracy Whitehead's sort of origin story, right? And
yes. It
kicks off with a bang as we get maybe one of the funnest cameos I've seen in quite some time. The wonderful Barbara Crampton and...
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. No, I was kidding. Barbara Crampton. and Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs,
course,
yes.
Respectively. Both from Reanimator. Both also did... What was the other big 80s horror film they did?
Castle Freak? No. Did they do Castle Freak together? They did more than one thing together? I don't... Sorry.
And now all the horror nerds hate us.
Fuck them. Let them riot.
I'll figure it out. I'm going to just rack my brain real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. And From Beyond, maybe?
From Beyond. That's the one. It's an excellent film also.
And yes, clearly... The creators of the show know what the fuck they're doing. That's just like...
Real quick, I think we need a buddy, like, brothers, maybe cop thing with Jeffrey Combs and Bruce Campbell, I think would work.
Whoa. Yes.
Yeah, let's make it happen. Now that Hysteria's gone, let's make it fucking happen.
I mean, technically, they could bring back... Like both these guys, the characters on the show. I mean, they have to be significantly older.
Yeah, I would assume. Well, I guess they would be the same age, right? Actually.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Campbell is the grandfather of the girl. So I think the ages would check. He would be older than Tracy Whitehead.
Yes.
According to, right?
I like how we're trying to do the math for a fictional show so we can get Jeffrey Combs and Bruce Campbell together.
Yeah, it's got to be a buddy-buddy cop thing.
Yeah, there's been wonderful like horror references, right, so far. Evil Dead, and Bruce Campbell, and then with Robert Crampton, Reanimator. Little visual nods as well to other horror shows, other horror movies and stuff. So this was a delight watching them in this beginning scene. And
yes.
I thought the overall this episode was excellent. Like,
it's, I'm going to say, probably going to be my favorite episode of the series because it really does play like a bottle episode where you're like, oh, well, let's just distract you with this. But I feel like it's going to come into play. I think it's all super important stuff we're learning right now.
Yeah. having not seen 6, 7, or 8 episodes, the next preceding episodes, this feels...
Are they even out yet?
Or... I don't know.
Because we're going week by week, right?
Yeah. So Tracy, I love that the parallels they're making, right? Because they do mention in a previous episode that Tracy was like, had a very difficult relationship with her parents, who we meet this episode, like we mentioned. And so, like, I like how they're showing sort of Tracy.
Oh, that she's a whore.
Is like rebellious, and Faith is as well.
Dirty hippie.
Is it
drug addict?
I think, and we kind of learned, we don't learn who the dad is, right? That's kind of like a big up in the air thing.
It's still up in the air. Yeah, I think so.
Or it could be, after seeing this episode, maybe the Reverend, right?
Maybe.
Because she's and clearly like that was, infatuated that was my with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark Vader, this shit, right? Makes sense.
But all this always like begs the question for me, what does Tracy Whitehead do? Why is she so rich?
Right. That's true.
But it also, like, this episode also kind of solidifies that she is not inherently a bad person. She is just brainwashed.
And they've...
Which we suspected. But
yeah, exactly. They've kind of hinted that, like, she's a lot more complicated than the sort of angry mother character type.
I'm probably going to be saying this a bunch, but Anna Camp is doing a fucking amazing
job. Oh, yeah. I feel like Anna Camp, Julie Bowman, like... Top notch, yeah.
But like Anna Camp to me is like the surprise one of this cast because, you know, I really only know her from like Pitch Perfect and I forgot what else I saw her in where she was basically playing the same character.
Mm-hmm.
And this character is almost exactly like those characters except now there's something that suggests like she can be like a new Scream Queen if she wants.
Yeah.
And I kind of hope that for her because, you know, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's really good in this episode and they kind of like pretty much lead right into everything involving like Ryan's kidnapping, his death. It's kind of like everything that we missed because the show starts with Ryan and Faith being kidnapped. And they kind of just go from there. So basically we kind of just went back and showed all these other things. So, so what do you...
That's right. Yeah, Ryan was not actually a bad guy. I thought he was going to be a douchey dude, but I think he was actually trying to be a sweet person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And biggest thing is we see that Tracy Whitehead was like a hippie type movement, right? So she kind of got caught up with these...
popping birth control like it's candy because she's banging.
Yeah, having premarital.
Which means sex, in case nobody knew that.
Yeah, that's out-of-date lingo, John. Banging.
Yeah. I've been on the dating apps. I know how to talk.
So, we get the hint that this seems important because it seems like we see the devil creature because Tracy takes some drugs. We're not clear what she's on.
Right.
But she does see, while near the flames or whatever, the fire camp, area that she sees the devil creature that Julie Bowman's seen and we've seen it a couple places.
Interestingly enough, yeah. Right, this is happening roughly 17 years before or more.
Right, exactly.
Like maybe closer to 20 years before.
Which, I think it only adds more proof that like whoever's doing it is like poisoning them somehow, lacing drugs in the water was my guess.
So yeah, it was big in it was supposed to be the late 60s, I guess, and it's supposed to be 1989, so I'm gonna let everybody do the math. there was probably LSD, acid involved, whatever, but it is curious that they're seeing the same exact thing in present day 1989,
right? Mm-hmm.
With people like Julie Bowman, who is not doing drugs. So, yeah, you're right. Maybe they're drinking water. Or it could be the communion stuff that they're doing collectively. Because, well, I don't know. Who else has these marks? I'm assuming it's just church people at this point.
Yeah, from that one scene with Julie Bowman where she kind of goes to one of Tracy Whitehead's meetings or whatever, and then she sees everybody confessing, they're all confessing the same thing that the marks, and she does too. But I always thought that played like she was imagining it, but
yeah,
it was a little to me it was unclear. Cool.
Fair, yeah. No, but yeah, a great episode. I just like getting to know, dare I say, I kind of like Tracy Whitehead now.
Yeah.
Even though she's a bad person, because what at the end of this episode we get, she is about to get killed by the person that confessed to kidnapping Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is drunk. Right. We also get to see how Faith forgot everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's just the Reverend panicked and said, like, no, we got to make sure she's not savable now. She's not salvageable as a person.
Right.
So give her a quaalude every hour on the hour, three quaaludes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is totally fucked up. That could fuck up somebody for life. And this guy apparently had issues with alcohol and drank like a little pint of liquor and got super trashed, which pathetic.
Can't hang.
But yeah, he goes and confesses. He wants to confess the whole thing, and rightfully so. Tells Tracy Whitehead, this is all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think he's really just battling that he fucking accidentally killed a kid.
Right.
I mean, he didn't actively kill the kid, but Ryan had an asthma attack, as we saw, and died. So he's choking Tracy, and out of nowhere, Faith does what any human should do and smacks the guy in the back of the head, but a little bit too hard with the statue, and you know, potentially kills this guy. I'm assuming they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Tracy is very excited because this kind of means like she's on board and she has to be saved now.
Yeah, she knows how to play it to her advantage. What just happened? So, yeah, excellent episode. You know, fun to kind of like fill out some of those details and then kind of like get new information, and that's going to kind of propel us for the rest of the season. So,
yeah. What else is there to say other than, you know, where I'm going to say tomato sauce comes from?
Let's not start that again. I might just have a complete breakdown if you tell me that. Like I did when you first told me where pasta comes from.
When I first told you, what are you talking about? It's the very first time we talk about it. We definitely didn't try to do this episode in my program crash.
This is not a re-record. Fabulous show. All right. You want to move over to our main review of Grafted?
Yes. Grafted.
John, do you want to give us a plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Coming in at number 3 for Grafted.
Grafted.
Kiwis get skinny on moisturizer. Coming in at number 2 for Grafted.
Grafted.
Girl has to face it. What does that mean? I don't know. Coming in at number 1 for Grafted.
Grafted.
Movie showcases John's popping pimples. It's a very gory movie, and I'm a guy that picks at his face and doesn't know when to stop sometimes, which I'm sure is very relatable.
No, yeah, totally. Yeah, it's how we deal with stress, right?
Yeah. Well, better get rid of this blemish. Let me just dig deeper.
Dig as I could to possibly dig.
Yeah, now I have 3 nostrils. This sucks.
Alrighty, let's talk about Grafted. Not the substance.
Not the substance. For disclosure, this is our second run at trying to do this episode, and I'm just gonna say this movie was like okay.
I would say less than that.
I'm trying to give it something. Like the actress was really good. The actors were actually pretty good. They're just being directed to do something really ridiculous, each of them. They're all like stereotypes of, like, I could have sworn a man wrote this. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
This is very like, all, you know, women are hysterical. Like, okay.
I feel like Grafted, I think the, okay, so let me point out some of the positives, because I think we're mostly going to be not hot on the movie, right? Positive would be like, I like that it's, I like that it's about somebody who's not comfortable in their own skin, and they try to literally, instead of figuratively, literally try on other people's skin. And I thought the body horror parts of this were really good, and the kind of commentary on, you know, wanting to be somebody else, and social commentary about, like, I thought this was going to be more in terms of like, she was going to try to be another ethnicity, but that was less about that. It was more, she was just unhappy with herself as a, yes, as the character. And so, and I did like the, where the movie starts was, that was super interesting. Cause it's like, she's with her dad's doing these experiments, and he creates some sort of self-healing thing that covers their skin. That's
skin grows over the other skin,
kind of like grafted, right? That's what that term comes from, right? And but it like has this really crazy effect where like it covers all of his face completely, so where he can't breathe and passes away, and then
just cool and effective. He at one point to breathe, right? Because it's covering up his nostrils and his mouth.
Yeah,
he's trying to slice open his mouth to breathe. And then as a child, our main protagonist runs in and starts stabbing his mouth,
mm-hmm,
to help him breathe as quickly as possible. And it's just like, he's going to die.
He's going to die, yeah.
On the other side of that, the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it's typical. Like, this is what all scientists do, right? They don't test things extensively. They're just like, let me put this on my face immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hope for the best, yeah.
I just feel like, the first act of this is really great, because eventually the young girl whose dad just died or whatever, she has to move in with her family, a different, her aunt, right? And her cousin, yes, who they live in Australia. So those are,
no, New Zealand.
New Zealand, excuse me. And I love that that scene where they're like, they're speaking, you know, Asian, you know, Chinese or something together. And then it switches to just English, right? And then the rest, yes, of the movie is just in English, which was really cool.
There are parts in the movie where I'm like, this is very charming. Like, she's trying to, so our main protagonist is very intelligent, but people don't like her because she's a little awkward, which is kind of weird. The more like the movie went on with this whole idea, the more I'm like, she's not doing anything wrong. You just don't like her to not like her.
Right.
Even at the beginning, you hear like off-screen chatter from, like, I'm guessing her relatives in Chinese, or like, I'm not going to pretend to know if it's Cantonese or Mandarin. I don't know. And they're talking about like, well, she's weird. We don't know what to do with her. And then it's just her like zooming in, like, focusing her attention on, she has a scholarship to go to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, cool. I appreciate what it's trying to do, but also you could have just started the movie in New Zealand because she got a scholarship.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep getting the berated fucking commentary about like, she's weird and also her face looks bad, which it doesn't.
Yeah, because I think her family is like more integrated into New Zealand, right? The more gentrified, yeah. I think it's the thing. She's more like a stranger in a strange land, right? Like, she's not from there, so therefore she, like, a lot of things she does, they find weird, or so she doesn't fit in, or she feels out of place.
Which one scene tickled me, only because I'm
ticklish.
I'm exactly. Just because I'm a fucking Hispanic from fucking the States. She's listening, like re-listening to like videos of people talking, and she's trying to like do her best like Kiwi accent. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah.
Like, she knows English, but she's trying to sound like them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would even give credit to Sasha Rainbow. I think that, like, visually, I think that there's some, like, nice moments in this movie. Like, visually,
yes, very... but some of them don't feel earned. They feel like super. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. A bunch of files just fell down. Don't worry. I'm a person with a bunch of files.
yeah.
Like, there's really cool shots and moments, but they're not really earned, in my opinion, because then the rest of the movie is just like, let's just shoot it this way, it feels like.
Yeah, and we're getting there. We're getting into the criticisms. But yeah, I just want to kind of give her, with the points of the movie that I did enjoy, even a lot of the body horror stuff I thought was really good. Well done.
So, yeah, some of it was pretty,
it was pretty cool. We should probably start the negatives, right? Like, I think where the movie for me fell apart was like the second, third acts of this movie. They feel rushed. They feel like barely even like vague thoughts of story ideas. Like, the movie just kind of falls apart for me.
And it's funny that you say rushed, because I completely agree, but I could have sworn this movie was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Because it like slowed down dramatically for no good reason. It was like, I don't need to know any of this.
Right.
Just move on. Like, keep them progressing the story. You're just like adding more little details that don't matter.
Right. And I think one of the criticisms I'll lay upon it is that I think they have a poor protagonist, is that, yes, she is passive and everybody, it's one of those where like everybody's mean to her because she's different. And
which is weird, right? It's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of like we're supposed to feel sorry for her because she's picked on and ostracized and like treated differently and being manipulated. And
all the characters, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the characters have, they feel like they were written in like the early 2000s or late 90s. Like, these are the ideas of these characters. This is the popular girl. This is the hot professor guy.
Right. Just,
you know,
grossly like thin. Written, yeah, characters, right? Like just the most obvious bad people that you could possibly write with no real depth to them. So, and they're all just doing terrible things to our lead and stuff, so
for no reason. Yeah. So eventually when bad things start happening, they're just happening to her. Like, they're not,
right?
And she just like is either like protecting herself or they just kind of happen. I was like, oh, okay, this is weird.
And and the whole setup of this is that like she ends up having to use, she has this, her father's stuff with her, and you know, the graphing thing, she ends up having to use it, right, without getting into specifics, right? And not only does it never felt earned as to why she was wanting to use it, there was no real like, it was more just like, oh, I have to do this to do this, and then I like it, and then I want to do this, and then I want to do a little of that, and then,
yeah. Because what you're talking about specifically, also without getting into it, is like not what she wanted at the beginning of the film. She just wanted to like complete her dad's work and then make what her, I don't know what that was supposed to be. Like, I was assuming it was a strawberry mark, but it looked like a burn mark, but it looked like she got it at birth. So I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we missed something with like her mom not being in the picture either. Like, I don't know. So she just wanted to fix that, and then it turns into something else, which I thought was super random. But
yeah, I never, you know, I never really got the sort of, because right away, because she has the cousin who's way more like, almost like she's like a mean girl. You know what I mean? Like, she's like very much what. Weird, right? Like, and it was supposed to be, I thought they were high school, but apparently they're like in a university, I think is what they say.
Oh, college. Yeah. Yeah.
But they act like they're in high school. So I think there is a weird writing decision there, right? Where it's like you're writing them like they're in high school, but clearly they're supposed to be in college, you know? Because I just feel like when you're in college, you don't act cliquey and mean girlish and.
It's also, yeah, well, probably, yeah, absolutely. I don't know enough about that side of the world's like school system. Because you know how like you can continue on to uni, like university, but that's sort of also like our high school, I think.
Well, between me and you, you know more. So you're the expert, Sean. You're the go-to expert on this.
Because I'm obsessed with New Zealand.
Yeah, like, I mean, for example...
Auckland, woo!
for example, like in Mexico, right? They have universities, right? But they're still in high school, right? They're like, they start at universities very young and they kind of work their way up through the grade levels and stuff. But they're called universities. They're not called middle school, high school, you know, like a very American way of thinking of it, elementary, stuff like that. That's my assumption. I don't know for sure, but.
It's a, we unfortunately probably have some of the poorest education systems in the world.
And it shows daily, you know, every episode we show. Yeah.
What else can we get into with the thing without getting into spoilers? It's like things get weird pretty quickly and then slow down dramatically.
Yeah, there's too many shortcuts. And I think that there's story elements that are introduced that are just clumsily, sloppily, very sloppily wrapped up, you know? That I think there's one comically funny scene that I will love to talk to you about in spoilers.
One.
What? Yeah. One that actually made me laugh out loud. I could not believe how
I'm not sure if the intention was to be like, let's gross you out or freak you out, but I just thought, I was like, this is silly.
Right. Yeah. But I think honestly this movie isn't trying to be parody or anything, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's supposed to take itself serious, but I'm like, I don't know how you take this serious though. It's kind of ridiculous. It's like
because
we're talking about it. It feels very almost sitcom-y with the way the characters are acting.
And a lot of the sort of shots and elements are intentionally avant-garde, but don't really like mesh with the movie. You know, like they don't really like connect at all. So it's a lot of weird choices. Not all of them are like in unison together, you know, concise kind of thing. So I think that's part of the problem. Too many ideas here. Yeah. Not enough clear direction or thought about the execution of the movie.
It does feel really like not decisive enough with probably as they're shooting, just keep changing things because like, oh, this seems like a better idea, which is bad.
Always hire a...
We know that from experience.
Yeah, don't deteriorate.
Don't watch anything if it's attached with her name. You don't want to watch it, Joseph.
Yeah. Alrighty. Do you want to get into spoilers?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
Spoilers! This is Face Off.
Not the substance. The comically funny scene is that early in the movie, Angie, who is the more from her cousin, who doesn't know any, is it Mandarin or whatever. Oh, didn't she say she was from Thailand? I thought they said they were in Thailand, but I think they're from China or Japan. I don't know. She's very, very like assimilated, right? She's very like doesn't know the language. Does just is all these popular girls, has no thought of her ethnicity, and she, I guess at some point she ends up dying by accident, right? So our kind of lead is,
well, it's she gets, this is where things get ridiculous. That's why I'm saying like everything keeps happening in a way and it's not even her fault,
right?
Which I thought was weird. It's Wei figures out how to make the skin grafting work. And shows a professor, the hot guy professor who
using
is like, you can do all your fucking tests here, whatever. And, you know, I think early, you know, he finds out that he's getting his grants taken away because they don't like his research. So he's going to, you know, inevitably steal Wei's research.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns into the main blonde woman. I forgot the main, like, popular girl, Eve. Which I gotta say, like, Eden Hart did a really good job. I thought she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I didn't agree with where the character was going. She's banging the professor, and they don't realize that Wei is working on her research and is figuring out that it's like another really good body horror moment where she's using like a potato peeler to like peel off a chunk of her skin. Mm-hmm. And she's able to regraft it, and it works. And, she gets jealous, and I think she, I'm assuming, tells Angie. And Angie gets, does she get drunk? I think she drinks some of the, like, so Wei has like a little shrine dedicated to her dad as per her culture, and gives, you know, gifts or whatever. And it's like a bottle of bourbon or whatever, and like all the shit. And Angie gets pissed off and drinks the shit and like destroys the shrine. And she's eating, which this is another focal point in the movie, where she's eating like chicken feet
because
it's supposed to be her favorite. And she gets called out because she's like, I don't want to eat that. And she's like, oh, your mom said it's your favorite. And she's like, no, which I don't know why you're embarrassed by that. Well, you whatever the fuck you want to eat. it's like silly things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wei comes home and she's like, what did you do? What did you do, Envy? What did you do to my dad's shrine? Blah, blah, blah. And Angie's like, this is all your fault. And tries to kill her for no reason. And of course, Wei panics and the chopsticks are right there and stabs Angie in the eye and kills her.
Right.
Which I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on in this movie right now.
Yeah. And so Wei would like quickly grafts her face. And so she takes on the persona of Angela. So.
And I thought the funny thing is that they gave the actress who plays Wei like a weird snaggle tooth, which honestly does not look real. It looks like cartoonish. And they started giving that sort of same prosthetic to every face she puts on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So she, the part that I was going to get to was, so Angela has a boyfriend and of course, like, Wei's like dating him now, and they have it. I guess it feels like it's just rushed, right? Like, it just seems like they didn't have time to shoot this, you know? So they literally, the boyfriend invites her to go out, and they are off on a hillside making out or something outside.
Which you, I think the assumption is like Wei's about to lose her virginity, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's like another moment in the movie that was actually kind of poignant. Like, oh, that this is actually like a honest moment, but it's like cluttered.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good moment. The one you're talking about, the one you're speaking of. This one, she literally like, it goes from they're kissing, her face starts to droop and fall off. He gets freaked out, and then it quick cuts to him being, I'm assuming, pushed or falls off the mountain.
No, he like he walks backwards off a cliff.
So then they just there's a reaction from Wei, and then they cut to him, and he has that classic death where he's like laying dead on a car, and then one of his legs is sort of inverted, so it looks like he's dead.
Yeah,
and then that's it. That's all the information we get on this very, very, very minor character who, that seems like a big plot point, right? Like
yeah, but then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We're quickly moving on to,
and then yeah, she eventually kills
Eden, right? Or Eve.
Eve.
Who's white. Who's white, by the way, she mentioned. Yeah.
It's really funny because like Eve running away from Wei, who was pretending to be Angie, but then like her face fell off again, or like she ripped it off. I don't know. And Eve's logic is to run to the backyard, and instead of just running into whatever forest or wherever, decides to submerge herself in like a little tiny like decorative pond.
Yeah.
And then Wei comes over and puts a drill bit in her head. it just gets kind of progressively dumb, like dumb.
I love that. This is what I thought was like going to be very poignant, right? Like a minority kind of like ethnic person being in a white person's face now. I was like, man, you could make a whole fucking movie about that. You could write so much depth to it. But unfortunately, I think it just sort of, they sort of hint at it, because there's at some point like some police talk to her and they clearly are like, you know, checking her out and stuff like that, or treating her differently, when it's easy to assume that Wei could have been treated worse because of her ethnicity and stuff. So, but Eve being white, blonde, you know, is treated differently. So I thought that was a very poignant scene. And the other poignant scene you were talking about.
Oh yeah. She ends up taking Eve's face because Professor has kind of like shut her out and like stolen her research, her dad's research, I should say. And because Eve and the professor were sleeping together, she kind of is put into a corner where she has to sleep with the professor. And then the next thing is her like scrubbing her skin as much as she can, because you know, she feels gross. And,
right.
She didn't want
everything.
That. It's like really sad. But, yeah.
Everything we've seen up to this point with Eve was kind of like, she's sort of like a terrible person, right? Like she sleeps with the professor. She's like kind of a awful and mean and critical of Wei and stuff like that. And dismissive of her. Doesn't she say at some point also something about noodles? Like, oh, it smells like noodles or something in here when she's like eating.
Oh, it was like, oh, is there are you eating prawns? And she's like, yeah, it's my favorite. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, they're all trying. So, yeah, so.
Yeah, because everybody hates shrimp, right? It's
stupid. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's New Zealanders. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, so I think like that scene you're speaking about her, Wei ends up having to sleep with him, which is like they don't really go into. They just sort of, we just know that it happened because the resulting scene is that she's like scrubbing her skin, meaning like she slept with him, but is like feels grossed out and stuff like that. So,
oh yeah, but we didn't mention that she befriends some like major burn victim who is homeless, because that's how we treat people like that in New Zealand, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is John, and they
yeah. Yeah, this happens early in the movie, and it's kind of important to the end. And then there's also a third friend who didn't really need to die. Her name was Jasmine. She was
fine. Yeah, she was like a good, just kind of generically good person. And then she dies, in my opinion, the funniest way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wei is like, oh, I have to kill her now. She's talking too much, which is dumb. Like, I don't know why Wei is all of a sudden being rational. And grabs saran wrap, like shrink wrap, and suffocates her with it, which I was like, just, you know, drag your finger across your mouth or, you know, rip it off. It's,
yeah.
If we've all used shrink wrap, and it's like the most, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? When things tear easily. Anyway, yeah. Like it's very, you know, like it's so finicky.
Yeah. I guess the funnier part for me was like the way it's shot. It's done very kind of like, you know, it's coming. I think she's looking for Wei in the kitchen, and then all of a sudden there's like this quick cuts to like her having the thing over her face and her screaming, and then boom, she's dead. Like there's just a lot of this weird like rush.
Which,
like why are we rushing?
Why was it so quick? Yeah. And it's not like she can't. Again, I think the word I'm looking for is friable. Like the. Out of everything she has in the kitchen, she kills her with that. And I'm like, I don't understand this. Like, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to not take the movie serious at that point.
Right. Because
it's too silly. Like,
yeah. Like, if you're in the kitchen, you wouldn't, if you wanted to murder somebody, knives.
There's a lot of stuff in the kitchen.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in the kitchen. Then saran wrap or whatever the fuck she killed her with. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't work. It was kind of dumb. And I think that's what it is, right? Is the movie's just like in a rush. Like, oh, we got to show these things and we got to like do these things quick. And I didn't quite understand why, you know, like
even the fight with the professor was pretty anticlimactic. Like, there was about to be a fight, but then she just skin grafted his face over, which I thought she had fixed that. So I don't understand where she got that, you know?
But yeah. And then the movie ends with, I don't know, like, I guess...
the neighbor getting the dog. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Some, like, hubris here, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, she has the vials. She's running away. Runs into her friend, John. The shit breaks near her face. And she morphs with him, substance style.
Yeah. So she's like this glob of a human person,
yeah.
Bomb person, yeah. Who the aunt doesn't recognize, right? That walks by and the aunt doesn't recognize her. So, yeah, I didn't really quite understand that. Like, she clearly, I mean, she's doing bad things. True, yes. And this is supposed to be like a hubris moment, right? Like, she's kind of, for all the bad things she's done, she's going to kind of paying for it. By being in this new awful form, so. But I don't know. It didn't. I get the. I think I understand the poignancy of the moment, but it didn't really land with me. I don't
know. No, it wasn't as effective, I think, as they wanted it to be. It just overall, I just wasn't impressed with the movie. I think.
Right.
Is what it came down to.
Same. Yeah. I wasn't either. Yeah, it did lose me quickly, and then it did feel like it was a bit of a slog to kind of finish.
Like I would like to say people should watch it for like several reasons, but I don't think they're valid enough.
I would be interested if Sasha Rainbow directs something else, because
yes, I mean there's something here. It's just not executed.
Yeah, and a lot of the things that I point to is probably budget, man. Maybe budget stuff. Maybe the budget wasn't there and she didn't know how to, like... This is, like, her first feature, I believe, right?
Yeah.
First features are hard, you know? You're not sure what you're doing, quite know what you're stepping into. Especially with, like, money, budget, ideas. Some things work, some things don't. You try stuff. I mean, I'll chalk it up to that. I'm trying my best not to be, like, overly critical or dismissive of her work, but... this isn't a very good movie, plainly put. Alrighty. Do you have any other thoughts or?
No, ready to rate this thing.
Cool. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it?
Sexy bones.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
Four sexy spooky bones.
Yeah, I'm about the same. I'd say a 3. I think this movie was a disappointment. Very underwhelming. All right, guys, gals, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky. We'll be right back.